There are bridges, bridges in the sky. They are shining in the sun. They are stone and steel and wood and wire. They can change two things to one. They are languages and letters. They are poetry and all. They are love and understanding, and they're better than a wall. They are languages and letters. They are poetry and all. They are love and understanding, and they're better than a wall. There are canyons, there are canyons. They are yawning in the night. They are rank and bitter anger. They are all devoid of light. They are fear and blind suspicion. They are apathy and pride. They are dark and soul foreboding, and they're also very wide. They are fear and blind suspicion. They are apathy and pride. They are dark and soul foreboding, and they're also very wide. Let us build a bridge of music, let us cross it with a song. Let us span another canyon, let us right another wrong. Oh, and if someone should ask us where we're off and bound today, we will tell them building bridges and be off and on our way. Oh, and if someone should ask us where we're off and bound today, we will tell them building bridges and be off and on our way. We will tell them building bridges and be off and on our way.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm Otter. This is Frida and Rolf. You figure out which is which. And earlier this year, Rolf got an invitation from the village to pick a time of year to come up here and do music. And the time of year that he picked was Gay and Lesbian Awareness Day. So things like that touch my heart, just when non-gay people stand up with us and stand up for us. So it's a thrill to be here. The Vespers the last two nights have been wonderfully, delightfully, exquisitely human, and the silliness in the lift the other night was just shocking and really pleasing as well. So thank you for having us here. All our songs are not about do not use the G word or the L word or the T word or the BLT word or any of those, but they're mostly about people finding themselves and coming out, which is really a process that belongs to all of us. This might be a good time to explain, too. I think I can tell you now that the fire alarms that you heard this afternoon were really all staged. I hope you don't feel too duped. They were a distraction so that you wouldn't notice the helicopter that lifted in Andy Williams and Beverly Sills. They were brought into the upper tailings, and they'll be here later. Andy was a little freaked out with the rope ladder, and so... he's up in Agape, and Beverly did great, except she broke a heel, you know, in the last step, and so she's in the wood shop, but they'll be here later on. I need a D. Bum, bum, ba, bum, 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 ba, bum, bum, bum.
Listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's breath when the fire's voice is heard. 'Tis the ancestor's breath in the voice of the water. Those who have died have never, never left. The dead are not under the earth. They are in the rustling trees. They are in the groaning woods. They are in the crying grass. They are in the moaning rocks. The dead are not under the earth. So listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's breath when the fire's voice is heard. 'Tis the ancestor's breath in the voice of the water. Those who have died have never, never left. The dead have a pact with the living. They are in the mother's breast. They are in the wailing child. They are with us in the homes. They are with us in the crowd. The dead have a pact with the living. So listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's breath when the fire's voice is heard. 'Tis the ancestor's breath in the voice of the water.
Pete Seeger tune. So you may have heard Claudia Schmidt do this. And it speaks to the cycles of fear and hate that I think we've been doing some breaking of lately here in the village. It's been very disarming.
To bring me down when I'm feeling
dancing at heart. As a babe, how he swayed when the radio played. Later on, as a child, he was labeled too wild, and his dancing days were waylaid. So his heart said, I'll hide your dancer away until that safe day when he can come out to stay. Till he turned 42, neither heart nor head knew all the years it would take for that day to come true. It was clear from the start he had dancing at heart. Times that he can remember dancing as a child, he's fondest of the first and the fourth. One evening in the summer before he started first grade, he was home alone with his father, and the dad got out an old guitar and started playing the Tennessee Waltz, and the son danced on the piano bench in his mother's best Sunday high heels. You know the ones I'm talking about, the red ones. With the open toes and the rhinestones. And his father just smiled and kept playing. Then in third grade, his class danced the Irish jig for the annual midwinter musical. When he was in fifth grade, his mother went back to college, and for a folk dancing class she requested, he practice with her, and he fell in love with the waltz step. On TV, he saw Ginger and Fred. When they waltzed, he went out of his head and into his body. Though he loved Ginger's sequins, his thoughts with great frequency pictured his own waltz with Fred. And the spotlight would follow them around as their feet swept them over the ground. And the dance floor would clear as they twirled far and near in the bliss of this new love they'd found. And the fourth time that he danced, the last time, well, that one he's kept so secret, not even he can quite remember it. He was 13. Almost 30 years ago. Now at last, with some grace, he looks back on it all, and his dancer, still nimble, bounds over the wall. He changes his shirt, combs his hair and walks tall to the local gay country and western dance hall. And what to his wondering eyes appears then but women dancing with women, and men, actual men who are dancing with men. Thank the universe. Another for his teacher and mother, while his own feelings sat out of reach on a shelf. But tonight, for the first time in a wild, unrehearsed time, this dancer is going to dance for himself. See him there in the shadows with with his arms folded tight. Don't he look like some statue, pale and rigid with fright? But then a waltz tune, it beckons to where the lights aren't so dim, and he turns to another shy soul and asks him to dance, 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 dance. The first step out's a big one, but it's well worth the chance. So when you come out, you might as well come waltzing out with a dance. Now they've stepped to the dance floor. See them dipping, them turning, though the floor doesn't clear, and there is no spotlight. But this is what his heart pants for, and his spirit, it's burning, and he hopes for that first waltz to go on all night. Now his thoughts span the decades. He's dancing on the piano bench to the Tennessee waltz he remembers so well, then recalls his lost secret, danced alone and discreetly with a Fred Astaire broomstick to the orchestral overture, to Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel. Dance, 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 dance. To make a change often means taking a stance. So when you come out, you might as well come waltzing out with a dance. With a dance. Now, like all things human, this waltz has its ending, and he parts from his partner with a nod of his head, finds his voice to say thank you. By the way, my name's David, and he smiles to hear back, thank you too, my name's Fred. Thanks, 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 thanks. There's always more steps ahead once you break from the ranks. So when you come out, you might as well come waltzing out, giving thanks for the dance, 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 dance. Life is too short to be closed to romance. So when you come out, though you're in some doubt, each and every time you're further out, and you might as well come waltzing out with a dance.
I grew up in Fremont, California, mostly. I'm still, I guess, finishing that process, but I was kind of, since childhood, you know, the guys would go out, the dads seemed to be out there on Saturday afternoon before Wide World of Sports started, and they'd be out there spent about 20 minutes washing their car and about, oh, an hour and a half hosing down the driveway. And it just kind of put me in a quandary about men and how we get to be how we are and some of the images we have of ourselves and, you know, the things that were, that, anyway, so I've done a lot of thinking about men and other things, too. So, but this song's not about a lot of the other things. It's by Loud Wainwright III. When the ship is sinking and they lower the lifeboat and hand out the life jackets, the men keep on their coats. Women and the children are the ones who must go first, and the men who try to save their skins are cowards and are cursed. Every man's a captain, men know how to drown. They man the lifeboats if there's room, otherwise go down. It's the same when there's a war on, it's the men who go to fight. Women and children are civilians. When they're killed, it's not right. Men kill men in uniform. That's the way war goes. When they run, they're cowards. When they stay, they are heroes. Every man's a general. Men go off to war. The battlefield's a man's world. Cannon fodder's what they're for. The men who have the power and the men who have the might. And the world's a place of horror because each man thinks he's right. A man's home is his castle, so the family let him in. But what's important in that kingdom is women and children. A husband and a father, every man's a king. But he's really just a drone, gathers no honey, has no sting. Oh, have pity on the general, the king and the captain. They know they're expendable, after all, they're men. Gays in the military issue has been coming up on the news, you know, every day. And it got me thinking, you know, I shop at the Safeway because we don't have, well, that's our option in Manson, I guess. There's a Safeway nearby. And, you know, there's a guy there, he's rotating the lettuce, and this guy is an avowed homo sapien. And he's just out about it. And Homo sapiens have been known to commit some atrocities, number one, but, you know, a lot of Homo sapiens happen to be attracted to one another. And, you know, I'm attracted to Homo sapiens. Can I still have breakfast? Anyway, so here's this guy, he's rotating the lettuce in the produce section, and I'm worried that some Homo sapien will walk by when he's doing that, and I'm gonna get, is my lettuce, you know, old lettuce? I mean, it's distractive anyway. This song is about something about that, not very much about that, but just had to find a way to say that about that guy in the Safeway.
It's
a stretch.
It's a stretch.
Young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life of a rover. From the Mary's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, 'cause there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat, and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we sailed away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers and the shouts and the tears, we sailed off for Gallipoli. How well I remember that terrible day when the blood stained the sand and the water. When how in the hell that they call Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was ready, primed himself well. He showered us with bullets and he rained us with shells. And in 5 minutes flat, he'd blown us all to hell, nearly blew us back home to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury our slain. And we buried ours, and the Turks buried theirs, and it started all over again. Now those who were living did their best to survive in that mad world of dust, blood, and fire. And for 7 long weeks I kept myself alive while the corpses around me piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me ass on the turf, and when I awoke in a hospital bed and saw what it had done, Christ, I wish I was dead. Never knew there were worse things than dying. And no more I'll go waltzing Matilda through the green bushes so far and near. For to hang tents and pegs, a man needs 2 legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they collected the crippled, the wounded, and maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind and insane, all those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Cay, I looked at the place where my legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me to grieve and to mourn and to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared and turned their faces away. Every April,
I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reliving their dreams of past glory. I see the old men all twisted and torn, forgotten heroes of a forgotten war. And the young people ask me, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But year after year, their numbers get fewer. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll go waltzing Matilda with me?
Dishes and put them away. I have told you a story and tucked you in tight at the end of your knockabout day. As the moon sets its sails to carry you to sleep over the midnight sea, well, I will sing you a song no one sang to me. May it keep you good company. You can be anybody that you want to be. You can love whomever you will. You can travel any country where your heart leads, and know I will love you still. You can live by yourself, you can gather friends around, you can choose one special one, and the only measure of your words and your deeds will be the love you behind when you're gone. Some girls grow up strong and bold. Some boys are quiet and kind. Some race on ahead, some follow behind. All grow in their own space and time. Some women love women, and some men love men. Some raise children, and some never do, but could someday. And the only measure of your words and your deeds will be the love you leave behind when you're gone. Don't be rattled by names, by taunts or games, but seek out spirits true. If you give to your friends the best part of yourself, they will give the same back to you. You can be anybody that you want to be. You can love whomever you will. You can travel any country where your heart leads, and know I will love. gather friends around, you can choose one special one. And the only measure of your words and your deeds will be the love you leave behind when you're gone. You can be anybody, you can love anybody, you can go where you will, and no, I will love you still. Tonight's concert is brought to you in part by new all-purpose PERT. PERT is proud to support the fine arts and even just the pretty good arts. PERT with Retsyn. It's not just a shampoo, conditioner, cream rinse, and mouthwash anymore. It's almost God in a green plastic bottle.
You could look pretty good. You could feel nicer. Take on that healthy glow. You just can't hide it. The look we've come to know. Chemicals provided. Life is too short to be anything other than beautiful. Come carve your name on the windswept beach of fresh breath. As consumers and patriots, you have a right to be beautiful.
Studies prove that having clean hair, fresh breath, a shiny bicycle, and a well-stocked picnic basket significantly increases your chances of falling in love. That's why I choose new all-purpose PERT for all my hair, food, body, and bicycle management needs. Can't find your favorite cheese slicer? PERT with protein blasters. Cuts cheese like nobody's business. Ready for the hike house. And PERT is great on salads, too. You really can't add too much. Jeez. Everybody hates a pesky cockroach. PERT with Roach Be Gone comes to the rescue. But PERT is environmentally safe too. It doesn't kill the cockroach, but merely stuns it until it can be safely and effectively relocated at your convenience. Now, I'm ready to go on my bike ride, but where's my hat? My memory's just not what it used to be. PERT? PERT with Memory Enhancer.
What's that? Picks up the slack.
It picks up the slack left by years of shampoo abuse.
To order your lifetime supply of new all-purpose PERT, today for just $39.95, Visa and MasterCard accepted. Dial 1-800, that's 1-800-555-6789-1011-12. It slices, it dices, it oozes, it shoots.
just about ready to go bicycling with my new love interest. I have so many Pert products on, I smell like a garden of earthly delights. He won't be able to resist having a meaningful relationship with me. Pert, Pert, I love you. New all-purpose Pert, for a look and smell that says, today.
What instruments were those?
I was supposed to do that on clarinet and had to change to penny whistle at the last minute.
Not. Yeah, and my cello.
It's probably, it's down at the dock, we think. We're not sure. I heard the sound of a redbird sing and the call of a whippoorwill as the sun poured over the eastern ridges and warmed the morning hill. I heard the sound of an old blue hound as she wakened to the day. She shook off all of her hound dog dreams and wandered on her way, thinking about old Virginia and a Blue Ridge memory that fills my mind with another time, brings him back to me. Thinking about old Virginia and a Blue Ridge memory that fills my mind with another time, brings him back to me. He loved to hear the banjos ring and he loved the bluegrass tunes. As I recall, he knew them all beneath the mountain moon. He loved the soft and easy wind as it whispered in the hills, and I'd like to think that if I was there, he'd maybe love me still. Thinking about old Virginia and a Blue Ridge memory that fills my mind with another time, brings him back to me. Thinking about old Virginia and a Blue Ridge memory that fills my mind with another time, brings him back to me. The times they come and the times they go, you win sometimes, you lose. But I love to sing, love the living in every breath, and I love to sing the blues. But when I hear a redbird sing, my heart jumps full of joy. It reminds me of the time once spent with a Piney River boy. Thinking about old Virginia and a Blue Ridge memory fills my mind with another time, brings him back to me. Thinking about old Virginia and a Blue Ridge memory that fills my mind with another time, brings him back to me.
Thank you.
Containing my emotion over this. At break, I got handed a note. And Beverly and Andy are not here, obviously. Refunds all around, you know, if that's what you want. Probably some of you are thinking that this was just a cheap ploy to get you to stay till the end of the concert. But I had a lovely dinner with them in Seattle before we came over here, and they seemed really hyped about, you know, doing the concert with us and closing for us. And I have to tell you, there was a little bit of like heterosexual chemistry between them, and I was a little hurt because I was hoping that Andy would notice the long-term potential in my eyes. But frankly, Beverly had a much prettier outfit than me, and I couldn't compete. So anyway, I mean, that part, this isn't sour grapes. I'm a little upset, but it's not sour grapes. You know, if somebody does their job, it's fine. I don't care what other choices they make in their life. But you know, this seems to happen just so consistently, and for me, it's bringing up the whole issue of allowing heterosexuals in the arts. You know, we were doing fine before, and I haven't, you know, I hate to bring this up in front of like a studio audience with you, but you know, I'm really questioning if I can work with straight people anymore. But being the semi amateurs that we are, I suppose we can do that song that we talked about doing but have not practiced since October.
Well, since Bev and Andy didn't
come. I'm really sorry. I feel really miffed. We need a page turner is what we need. We didn't plan to have to do this song, so we need a page turner. So perhaps the person among you who is maybe most disappointed by Beverly's and Andy's absence here, you could start that lifelong process of distracting from your feelings so you don't have to deal with them for like 30 years or so. Who looks really hurt and also reads music? Anyone? We need a page. Did I see someone back there?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Therapy in 30 years, you'll love it.
Okay, you do the first verse and then I'll come in with a second.
If you kind of make your eyes kind of squinty, you might see a similarity.
Squint hard. Pop out your contacts.
Mercy within us.
like a fountain ever springing.
I know that you won't mind. There's something there that's out of reach I can find. I'll tell you what I'm seeing, child, everywhere. It may be only a small part of what is there. It may be only a small part of what is really there. But I'll stumble like a blind one, child, without fear. I'll tell you what I'm hearing, child, all the time. I'm hearing songs and melodies within my mind. I'm hearing songs and melodies, and when they're out of mind, I'll hear the sweetest piece of all left behind. I'll show you how I'm living, child, every day. I may not fall down on my knees and start to pray. I may not fall down on my knees in worship or to pray. But there's reverence in my laughter, child, anyway. I'll show you who I'm loving, child, every day. And to my fellow people, child, these words I'll say. And to all my fellow people, child, these loving words I'll say. And I'll shake these bones and shout and sing my life away.